If a person throws on Shabbos, when he throws, he doesn't remember Shabbos. He, in his mind, thinks it's Tuesday. And then, before the object lands, he's in the public domain, before it lands, he remembers that it's Shabbos. In this case, we're going to learn that he is exempt from bringing a sin offering. And the reason he doesn't bring a sin offering is that you have to do the whole melacha unintentionally. You can't do half the melacha intentionally and half unintentionally. Or klata acher, or if he throws it unintentionally and then someone else comes, moves in the way and intercepts it. Or klata kelev, or a dog comes and grabs the thing that he threw. Or shenistrafa, or it was burnt up. An example he brings over here is that it lands in the mouth of an oven, and he brings it all, it has to be less than 4x4, where the mouth of the oven is. Otherwise, it would be still considered part of the public domain. So in all of these cases, pater, he's exempt, because there was some intervening thing between, you know, in his throwing, so he didn't complete the action. Zaraklas says, chaburisim the case, he throws, let's say throws a stone, and he intends to harm someone, he intends to cause an injury on someone, bain ba'adam or bain ba'hema, whether he throws it at a person or an animal, and he forgot when he threw it, he forgot that it was Shabbos. The Nizka Achilona says Chaburah, but he remembers while the stone's flying on the way, he remembers that it's Shabbos. Pater, again, he doesn't bring us an offering in this case over here. Zeachlal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah. Kol chayave chatas, enu chavim ad shetei tchilasan v'soifan shkaga. The only time a person brings a sin offering is if the beginning and the end of the melocha are done unintentionally. Tchilasan shkaga, but if the beginning is unintentional, v'soifan zadon, but in the end he remembers, it's intentional. Tchilasan zadon, or he starts off doing the work intentionally, v'soifan shkaga, and then he forgets, and the second half of the work is done unintentionally. Paturin, in these cases, he won't bring us an offering. Ad sheta tchilasin v'sofen shkaga, until the beginning and the end of the melocha of the work are unintentional.